indicate that now that the content is ready to handle, on the case you don't recognize the new content advisor. She had served in COPA before. She went to the Portfolio Committee on Finance and she said, home. So, welcome. Welcome, very welcome. Agreement on some of the ways that we need to prioritize, especially in relation to the area, which should have started today, but because of the cabinet closure, we decided to shift that. Next week, we know it is a state of the nation address, so we are not going to have any hearing unless our work on approving the unauthorized expenditure is some key related to have a meeting around it next week. But I'm sure the Tennessee program will be sent over to you. It is nothing new except that which we agreed upon last year. We only shifted the starting time. We have received a number of apologies from Honorable Liz from the DA, who has asked for an apology. Richard Shabalala, which is attending, I think, Justice and Correctional Service Portfolio Committee. Kikane, family challenges that require him out of Cape Town. But we also understand that the Honorable Ralph Despert is also having some logistical challenges to start in Devon. So we're trying to ensure that those who are around do not go to the fourth floor before, because that's always the use of our path, people to be rooted so that we can. Now, I think as the notices last week indicated, you recall the hearing last year about the unauthorized expenditure of various government departments, social development, social affairs, trade and industry, residency, home affairs, and women, children, and people with disabilities. As you know, the committee, we need to submit to the House a recommendation on whether we approve the unauthorized expenditure first and foremost or not. If we don't approve, then it's fine. But if we approve, then we need to decide whether that unauthorized expenditure must be funded from the national system or the department should make it to offset the unauthorized expenditure. I think that's what we need to do. Now, fortunately for us, we recall that we had the department, we had National Treasury, we discussed the issues, we debated the issues with them, and National National Treasury had done the very technical aspect of the work and made a submission to ask for the recommendation. So our duty today is to be able to say fine, having had all these inputs and discussions and debates, and what are we committing to Parliament so that this can be processed. I think that is the exercise that that they may have to do that at all. you are going to have baby, it turned out let's look at the last paragraph,
yes.
And then go back towards National Treasures for the explanation. So that we see if we put together, or if there's anything that is still for me, what is important is, and I know it might be a bit of a challenge, but what is important is whether there is a view different from what was recommended by the National Treasurer, and or whether in the context of the hearing something came up that would have made any one of us to feel no, this recommendation was not found. So
that's why we're moving ahead. We tell us when we are quiet, we want to be patient. We'll come in when we know that we're not agreeing. that what I see.
When you recommend something, you have to be clear with what you're doing. And to make sure that the problem does not recur. You know, there are circumstances where, circumstances like again can help. Remember when different cities came here and they put us different reasons why they had an unauthorized change. The example is in social development. Is unfortunately the cancer is something that we cannot deal with. But research, I mean, the reason that it's written that we is really not, it's a lame reason. I mean, we have, for you to have a research done, made, it's not nothing unforeseen. It's part of those things that have to be said. You plan something. I mean, research is very important. I think even also the department needs to have a discussion in anything. Especially with the problems that we have with price and all that, and different municipalities and provinces. So the background there does not make sense. And I'm not sure what I was trying to say. I was saying that any department can come here and tell us that we have over spend it on what we are supposed to spend for all, not budget for everything. That's what that small paragraph is actually saying to me. So can it be said in different form? Because we are going to take this report to the house. And I think it has to make sense to everybody. And if we try to make sure that department takes parliament seriously, we have to make sure that we write our report in that manner.
So, thank you. Sir, I thought that the last question,
I did not think had sort of covered the method. So I really see more in this particular, and of course that you must adopt a Hammurabi sort of approach in spite of your daily response. Yeah, no, I don't plan to complete. I think the part that I think I would take one that suggests that if you look at the resolution as then, a person who was not paid the hearing might not immediately make a lot of sense. I agree. If you look at the submission of national treasurer, this is a paragraph that is great. And I think it does have flesh that we need to put into that background paragraph so that it indeed does make sense. But in the submission by national treasurer, no, there is substantive explanation on what is transpired over and above our so we
like it, but it doesn't mean that you don't get an opportunity. actually installed.
I think the hearing on two occasions was enough to interrogate the letter, and I think it's something we can defend in public domain without any difficulty.
Right, can we move to the next one? The presidency. In well, don't be confused by that black line on the account of 14 million. Don't just say it's not the of the previous year, because it means that there was an opera expedition before 2008-2009. It was only about 2.5 million. But then 14 million was incurred in 2008-2009, that makes it 17 million. So from 2010-11, then the totally constructed. What it should say is that the presidency has an annual expenditure of 45 million. Full stop. That is the overall amount.
Mm.
28 and 17, that's the breakdown of that 45. So it's not as if there is 45 million, 28 million, and 30 million divided. I think it only needs to be constructed a little different. Just to say the total, the over expenditure, the total expenditure of 2008 and 2009 is 20, 2010, 11 is 28, the total amount is 45.6. That's what it must say. So people have a clear idea, because it will imply that in 2013, 2014, there was another unparalleled expenditure. And as we recall during the hearing, they indicated that since 2010, 2011, the president has not had any unparalleled expenditure. So I'm saying that this other paper that seems to have lots of numbers is what we have requested from the president. The recommendation from National Treasury is that the 45 million of unauthorized expenditure of the first year should be a direct charge against the National Revenue Fund. And we went through the debates and the issues and all that. Then what?
Well, I'm glad that I'm only getting this now, because we have asked for this, and I would not think it would serve us well to rush into a report, because we had asked for this in that. And the fact that I'm not looking at it now, there are certain things that we can control and that we can't. Which is always just going down to planning. So, and quite frankly, I don't think it would serve us well at this point in time to allow the report. I think the committee would need time to look at this. I mean, there's issues here that in 1 year the national orders were done in 1 year. That's another trend that we enjoy in the So, and I raised the issue when the Deputy DG was there, the issue of forward planning for changes every 5 years. I'm seeing a vast array now being advanced here. And I mean, can't you believe that it does not help us, even in the recommendations, not to look at a better oversight mechanism for the presidency's funding of the expenditure, whether we want to call it a portfolio commission, standing commission, just to make sure that there's adequate oversight on the on how the president is spending. We might not want to, of course, for other reasons, national security, but you may want to build into an operation. But I think for us at the end of each financial year to come in to say, right, now there was this issue, that issue, these things that we should, put on lockdown prior would help. So even the recommendations, as far as I'm concerned, don't help us in that regard. I think we need to look at this in totality, because there's certain things that I agree could be direct charge, but others I just think that it's a matter of poor planning.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting, Chair, that previously we've asked the president to apply for that we go back and come
There are specific areas that the plan, they need to put together in housing. I just want them to all move together, as we have done in all the other reports. If there are issues that one of us feel do need to be cleared, I think it is only correct that we should look into that. But when we move forward, we know we're all clear on those aspects. So I just want to check with you.
Chair, the first one, of course, is the national honor. Quite frankly, I don't think that the justification on why there needs to be now a rush to have two national orders for the ceremonies in 1 year, because of the fact that it's an election year, this is a standard procedure. Nominations are done at the start of the year, and the ceremony is held in April. So, we start in July and have an April uniform. This tempo all the time, so I don't see why now that the sudden is a deviation from this. If they knew that it was an election that we all may save in 5 years, then you plan for it. To say that in a particular year when I have two of these things. So I don't think we should, you know, call on the precedent of poor planning. That's when I raised the issue with them, and I'm still raising it again. The second issue refers to the expansion of the executive. I take the point that each president would want to cross his executive according to his own program. I take the point that he is entitled to do so. But at the same time, I think that there's an expectation that every 5 years, again, we are going to be having elections and government structure is bound to change. What planning is done in advance for that? There again, for me, boils down to planning. I can't satisfy myself now that, you know, yes, the president must travel and the world is not set. We can accept that he will travel as and when it's required to be for the head of state, the head of government. That is acceptable. The legal fees, for me, that remains another issue. Are these costs to the person of the president? Or are these legal fees to the work of the president? So I think those are the two distinctions that you need to make. I can't satisfy myself that you know, legal fees in this blanket. Are the issues referring to the president, you know, directly? As the president is the person. So those are the three major issues for me on this particular major crux of what I see as
forward plan. Thank you, Chair. Right. I think I'm hearing very well, and I'm glad that you were able to pick up specific areas that should be clear. I think if you let's go on page 2.2, the unauthorized expenditure incurred in 2010-11, bullet point number 3. I'll read it. The presidency does not have a significant budget on legal fees, and it did not anticipate having a number of legal cases to respond to. However, in 2010-11, it received invoices to the amount of 6.339 million against a budget of less than 1 million. Most of the litigations extend periods longer than a year, and the presidency could not have anticipated that they would finalize in any particular financial year, and therefore not in their control. I don't know if that paragraph has anything in terms of some of the questions that you raised
so
I'm
silent from my content.
Yeah, no. I did certain lines, but because I was reading, it just fled. It says the presidency does not have a significant budget on legal fees. Then I'll start to highlight, and it did not anticipate having a number of legal cases. So it's a number of legal cases, meaning that there could have been cases where the presidency and the office is responded. And I think not the instance where legal fees related to the president himself have happened, which were incurred by the president. I think we dealt with them some years back, related to the payment that is done for legal cases that involve the president of the country. I'm not sure if that sentence does not, because it talks about did not anticipate having a number of legal cases to respond to. And I think and it says in 2010, and we know in 2010-11, I remember the person where I don't think the president has any legal case. He doesn't have the book. My assumption, and I might be wrong, is that it involved cases that the president has no legal responsibility. I want to go back strong. I can't get too
confident. I appreciate your attempt to help. As you say, don't want to make an assumption. I don't have to make an assumption. I would be far more satisfied if this was what's the matter. Because now we're going to go against your truth. I don't think. But I appreciate your attempt.
If you read it, the one from National Treasury, unauthorized expenditure, it says the president had a budget of 5 million in 2008 and 2009, and it invited to the amount of 10 for all cases where the president is a foreigner, resulting in the unauthorized expenditure. I'm saying nothing that has to know. Not understanding my own party, but when you take this document, it tells us anymore why did this happen in the office. But I thought that the principal check, which is, I'm not clear where we're heading, is that we have asked, and after asked questions, after we couldn't get clarity, then they provide more information, and that information has been provided. Now the argument that they have been given to change to say, is that argument correct or not? Now I'm saying that it can be correct in terms of how we have worked out this particular concept. That we have been provided information and some explanation was provided before this information was made
available.
And if it comes up, and I hope you say, no, I'm not here yet. And because I still feel that there should have been forward planning, you see. Quite glad, I mean, I think it's a brand new way of approach. But even during the election, there's no guarantee that the leading already have prepared if it's remaining the permanent government. Correctly, so we have to be very patient and try and see who comes in. If it comes into power, we can take it up from there. And that president would be then at that particular moment taking responsibility in the country for critical government at that time. If you agree with that president, plan forward, I think you are safe to it. You will never stop them. I mean, the elections, you don't repeat them. Some respectability, they deserve.
If there's anything but we didn't say anything. Then we reconsider. But if everything falls within the normal scope of things that no department can, like the educators can predict and can control, then it will be information that we have.
I wouldn't have the problem of the approach that you're taking only if we were consistent in doing that in all the departments. You cannot single out the president and say, give us the breakdown of what is it, of cases and all that, when we are not asking the same thing in other departments. I still remember the DG when he was here taking us through the unauthorized expenditure. He said so many things that he said, you know, when you read the report that we got from President, it didn't make sense. So we want you to give us a report details the way you are saying it in a report format. That's what they did. So I'm just saying it's not, and the cabinet is the prerogative of the president. And I don't think we're going to make justice here as members of parliament to say plan ahead. I think we all have different roles to play as politicians. The officials, they have different roles to play as well. They have to implement what the government has agreed on. So I don't think we'll sit here and make justice and, you know, maybe push them to say this is how you need to be planning. If you're going to have 46 departments, you must plan ahead and all that. I don't think it will be done in that way. Maybe we should find a way of putting it, because at the end of the day, we need to be consistent. But I'm just saying, Chairperson, I don't have a problem if we write to the president, but it has to be in all the departments. Whatever that we do, we have to set our records straight. If it's details that we want, we need to have details in all the departments.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, you see, I'm certain not a good president. I don't like you. Because the explanation has been given. Then why is it looking for more cheating? Then why is it making this thing to try to drag the presidency to accountability? To making sure there's an over. Fight over the presidency. Complaining about that. I mean, part of the treasury report is the president does not have a significant pattern on legal fees, and it is not anticipated having a number of legal cases to respond. However, president endeavors receiving wages of the amount and against the budget of president. Most of the litigation extends periods longer than a year, and the president could not have anticipated that. Is, now, you are saying now, close to administration of the government. I'll tell you what type of a president is that. Where are we heading to? You see. But that is a separate matter. Not about any more, but unauthorized expenditure. But where, how did you spend that money? How those cases exist? And I thought that, I mean, we can, even when we deal with TTS, we were agreeing, I mean, just agreeing some of the things they were using. But before there was an explanation, we considered that. Let's support you. So I don't understand where this one is leading to. And what is it that we keep trying to achieve? You see. So whatever it's going to be like that we must totally compromise because we have a feeling that he is not certified and there's a little bit of a problem with that. And that type of a principle, I mean, and that is just a principle that we want to provide us with. But that's to generalize and feel that you haven't been covered and your feelings have not been left properly. Can't be a principle, Chairperson. That is a principle. Give us a principle of why you think we should stretch it beyond what it is in this particular letter. It can't be about how we feel protected.
We will be
protected. Is that what we are raising our views?
Because, Chair, it's not a matter of comfort to them. I don't think that approach is and I have indicated that all the responsibility. I have indicated that I didn't get that script anywhere else. And yet, if the issue is that the prison must account, we must satisfy ourselves here that whatever it is that Kapoto has, we satisfy ourselves to understand. So in, you know, in committee that I'm making a research, and not to satisfy myself, but to satisfy the way that we expect it to do.
No, I understood you in that situation. That the issues that they raise are not meant to go that way. But it is information that well, in doing our work as members of parliament, we can speak. So, I thought I understood you in that manner, and I understand you very well. That's why I was saying, let us move forward. We adopt the report as it is, but that part.
Yes? Mr. Chair, I agree with what you're saying. I disagree with you, because practically I'm saying, I'm trying to find the methodology that Musa Kunjangwa is introducing and what you're asking us to go and look for cases. And that's why I want to actually dig at his own, I mean, outside what other methods have been used. Because there's no other method that has been used in regard to other reports and what we're hearing him demanding out of the presidency now. And clearly there's no portfolio committee of the presidency. So what he's using is corporate to arrive at that. Before you get us to agree on that one, let's be clarified about what principle is this number. Because you can't use this corporate as now an oversight board over the presidency. You see. If you are going to use that, let's get into that debate, you see. So for me, it's really, what is it that they're getting at? Because if you say now, you hear you. But the collective is the community. Individuality must separate the two. But if you want to get into the name of the community, let's put it on record so that you can debate it. Because I don't agree with you. I like him, but I don't agree with
you.
Thanks, Jefferson. I think the report that we have here is the full reflection of what happened that day. We got the details that we were looking for. But I also agree with Ukumet Nyan from the void that I don't think it's really necessary for us to have the breakdown of the leader, what do you call them? Teams and all that. Now I just said the nice one that lawyers use. Let's say for argument's sake, we have all that. Are we going to look at the breakdown and throw the paper and leave it? We're going to want to, because we are politicians, and it's in our nature to interrogate things, and it's not going to help the situation. The fact of the matter is that the presidency has an unauthorized expenditure of 44 million. We are 45 million all in all. And here's the breakdown. And I think the breakdown is enough. Because I don't think if as COPPA we try to look into things that we're not supposed to be looking into, I don't think we're going to set the table. That is why we will be, maybe after 3 years from now, still arguing the unauthorized expenditures of 10 years ago. I don't think it's okay for this for the sake of progress. We have a program that we have to take into consideration of COPPA. If we put this on ice until we come back and get all those legal fees and all that, the breakdown, it's not going to help us at all. So I would suggest that we are here. We got the breakdown that we had asked for from the Director General. And it's not going to help us to go through those cases, because now we'll be starting to get into each and every case. Why has this not been done? Even DTI, you know, I remember when as they were presenting. They had things that were asking us about, this is a simple thing that could have dealt better with. And they showed us through the argument that they do have systems in place. I think these are the things that we should be asking for, so that we do not come back here again next year and deal with the same thing. We should find a way of dealing with these leaderships. I know you can't budget for leaderships, especially things that come up as a team, but I know planning is very important, it's key, and that's what we are pushing as COPA. Other things that we are not, it's not part of our what we should be doing. I think we should leave it until our parliament decides otherwise. At the moment, there is no committee that is being oversight, and the president is not there. We've got the report that we wanted. Let us agree on this report or disagree on it and move forward. Thank you.
Finally,
then
what?
I know about Boy a lot, and just on this particular matter, amongst others, on this one, really stands in disagreement quite sharply. For the one who said, we are not an oversight committee of the president, I was one who said, in our recommendation, let us look at how better the minds of the presidency can be opened, or not suggesting that COPA should be better or not be better, understand that COPA was secondly, DTI arrived in this committee with a full breakdown of the finance in the total. We had 9 items by 9 items to say this person, this Taiwanese person, and that person. Trusted the president has been taken. So I think we must view things in context. I am not here to hold the president to account, but I am here to satisfy myself as the committee should as well satisfy myself that whatever it is that can authorize. They understand, and there are issues that have been raised. I want to reiterate, I'm not holding the process back, but I raised 3 issues that I was not happy with in the report in the picture that we have brought ourselves down to this issue of legal of legal fees. So actually, how we move forward, of course, will be up to you, but I thought it would be responsible not to explain myself where I'm coming from. And to emphasize that I'm not here to convert proper now to an oversight committee of the president, to be foolhardy of me to do that. And I think that I made a proposal to the committee to accept or not accept it as a recommendation. But we need to better, for the sake of the president, because I still maintain that we can't come end of each year or whatever to come and do other things now. So the chair just wanted to clarify the truth, but the president has been said of 9 item by 9 item of and the weapon that is I'm not introducing something new here, and I still like what
I want us to move forward.
Yes. That we must engage because we are trying to find solutions and find the process that we are trying to cast out. That is make all of us happy. I'm just trying to look, you see, I've read the report going forward on the Home Affairs one. But I'm looking at how the conclusion, I don't know if this can help me. It says the committee further recommends that the auditor general should follow up on all matters raised. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying, we put it. Even if we don't have a raise, a number of issues that we think for the sake of the committee. I'm talking about this for some
time.
Solutions of how do we make sure that we all find some happiness in how we go to the conclusion of the matter. You know, now I've seen this particular one, I was going to ask them, how can we do that? That can't be a solution. So I'm just saying, if you can have kicked it out, then I don't have a solution for it. And if you do that happen in there, then we call it out, come back on it. And that's what I see, that's the issue. And I'm going to be there. And the
weather will go later. I think this, my understanding, the way it was looking up to our domination, identified the area. And I think, as a member of the community, we'll raise any one of us will and can must raise any issue relating to our until that dynamic is still managed. That's the most important thing. And for me, on the report of the president, what is important is to note that since 2010, 2011, there has been no anomalous expenditure. Meaning, whatever challenges there are, the issues around the legal fees and this and that. I'm not sure what is policy in relation to national order. You recall that at that time the former president, the current president, there were elections where the temporary committee, 2009, he administered the national order. National order. What is the national order? And yet, at the beginning of the year, the then president, Karume, had done the thing. So, I'm not sure whether policy dictates that in the history, and family as well, or but it's a matter of checking policy because that's something else. Now, I would still say that the matters on which the president decided, they are always matters of public record. So even if we're to get the list of cases, you'll find that it will be the president having to respond to matters that are very public. Like my vote count, that fellow who is taking everyone to court, demanding that the political funding should be made transparent. The president is cited there. So if they are going to ask someone to go and sit and listen in court, they must say that testimony. So I think it is both kind of cases that you're going to get. So it will not be anything that we might not even be aware of. We must find that we know about all those things. That the presidency, Department of Justice, or Correctional Services, or Department of Education, or this province, that province, etc. Or Parliament, or whatever. So I think, for me, for purpose of getting information on that scope, I don't think my record, even in the instant way it was about the president himself, we requested for a breakdown of the viewer. But because we had already decided much, we wanted this information. That's all. So I would say, let us take this resolution and make the corrections on the backup. The way the background is, the second paragraph, this to be written also that people must not think that close to 100 million that is that is 45 million, it is broken down into 28 and 70. And then we also then summarize the unauthorized expenditure 2008 and 9 as well as unauthorized expenditure 2010, 2011. And then we take it up from there. What? Can we move to Home Affairs? I thought Comrade Boy, the one that says the Auditor General should do this and that, ignore it, go to the one that's written and revise it in red.
Where is that?
You have it Just
how promised is not that the promise. But the host said, you know, I keep on walking.
And they have that one. Home Affairs is collecting on behalf of International Relations, the money that international religion is collecting on behalf of them. And the exchange process between the two is what creates problems at the extension process. And then the home affairs is that international relations is that. Yet it is a problem of lack of a proper system through which they collect money. So, unless if there's anything new, but my family collection of our discussion to come up with, so that's actually a problem. And that they told us that they were working on the payment system of the international treasure. So, even if we say this money should be collected from their assets, that's one of the good money that they are currently collecting, but which they are paying the national treasure. That's how I have to reduce the interaction there. That is a huge amount, but it is just a thing that is
considered. Can I put that to the debate again? The one that you said that the communication, whatever process, the internet has been to the home, can we put it as part of the recommendation that we have to come to?
Well, not in this case, because in this instance we're dealing with the same amount that they are already paid. The one you're referring to, you may need to put it when you write or report after the hearing, because it will then be dealing with current institutions. But here, we're dealing with money that is already spent.
Let's say I'm not a member of this committee and I get all of this report, the public report now, because it's not only for us to send to. He might give it to somebody else, and somebody who said this says that, they've really overspent these people, and nothing's been said to actually correct that, and we know, I don't want to overemphasize all this, but you and Honorable Boy have said anyone. I'm just saying, how can you put it in such a way that if somebody grabs this report now, it will make sense. I mean, you don't say they've overspent this opinion, right? Because that's not the true reflection.
What?
I just wanted to get more information. See that what is not something that is. Your email dated 28th January 2015, requesting national treasure to recommend changes to corporate resolution with respect to the unauthorized expenditure of one year. But he then rewrites the same thing. You see the correspondence. But then national treasure was before the end day when this matter should be committed. Think it's necessary. This is the correspondence of the 29th January 2015. So it's quite clear that what we are trying on Friday is that the treasure seems not to be moved. What have we never heard? I don't have the collection.
I'm sure people are interested in request for guidance. But it needs to put that recommendation. We did not recommend. Ask them to make changes. We can't make changes. Because we are expecting to do this. We need to make sure that at least from an administrative point of view, when we submit reports to the committee, we must take into account the conditions made in the situation. But we can't say that they should change. I think what committees to know is but if you look at the paragraph just above the recommendation, you see recommendation, just on top of recommendation. However, in written evidence, on the above mentioned instance of our culture, the accounting officer confirmed that the services received, no individual has benefited unduly from such expenditure and control measures now in place. I think what Kumbi Kuno is calling for is added not as certain evidence of the officer, but we could add, we would add a line there that explains this process and that we want this process to be tightened and legalized, so that we should not have a recurrence of this. I think that's what we can put. I agree with you. If that part is missing, it does not adequately explain the lack of a legal framework that will assist access of funds raised by homeowners through the transaction to the other
community. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you want to say. You know, this department has a record. Even this DFSC, it's an outsourced program. This verification process of who is in the country. I'm telling you, we've been dealing with it 27, but you happen to know that there's a private company that does it, but it's decision license for my friend. And see payment goes there. And the person wanting to know that, I was asking them this other day, but why is it that they are really dealing with this department? But it seems as if you try all your work, why I'm raising this just for your own information is like, because I went to the board and the union and put an office called, and I'm a private company. So many people who are immigrants, they are facing those problems. And some board is there who doesn't even talk English, is studying that particular disease. And I asked the team, but how can you relate to this? Because if you go to international affairs, you get the same thing. Yeah, we're hearing the same story. What is the core responsibility? Or what is it that our affairs do? So I'm just questioning, to say you might, because what he told me that the department seems to think it's still for them to grab outsource what's done in the country and then impact was part of it. And this one, how far would it go to get them to be able to make it authoritative? Well, as I said, we might just get ourselves in check in the situation where we make a recommendation that would never see the day, because the department is not totally different from what we want to achieve. Or maybe some states must get more to know what house home affairs is running its own affairs. So to make a line here and get the portfolio committee or the department will not be taking note of that time, and this problem can be again next year, next time, I mean, I don't know, wait, so quite crazy, come up there, you just have to be sure that they are expecting.
Why don't we go to the thing around the affair?
It's a very simple question.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Especially the
No, if you read it from the top, However, in written evidence on the above mentioned instances of an authority, the only above mentioned instances, not generalized, of an authority expenditure, the accounting officer confirmed. That's what he said. We are restating what he said to us. And I don't know if we should take him on his word or not, but that's what it is, not us saying we are satisfied that the controls are now in place. No, we are not committing ourselves. We are merely saying this is what he has said to us.
We are trying to sort out an issue of perception about that you say it's a billion, but it should not look like it's a billion, it's a more critical thing. Is it until there's something that talks to that matter so that they themselves, the department, explain themselves that who they have the control matter to store this process and it doesn't require idea. That I thought that people Kuno was asking that type of question. Which we didn't let the group have to kill ourselves. Just that case.
My recollection, and which may be flowing from what you're saying, could be that we may need to follow up with the Department of National Treasury to say, subsequent to our hearing, they have fixed the problem of the provision. Processes in our transaction. So, otherwise, we're writing the report fully on the basis of the commitment made in the hearing. But in terms of whether subsequent to the hearing anything has happened, I think it's something that our credit went to the team. So that we could also be satisfied that it did not end there. Otherwise, the unauthorized expenditure will return. That's fine. Can we send to that line? To say, fine, we have said this was the technical challenge that you needed to work on. Has this been worked on? Where are we? So that we can safely say that there will be no recurrence, because that glitch around how transactions are raised, made available to the department and the children. Can we take that route?
Yes, sir, I think we can. For the hearing, that's a legacy.
Okay. But I think the other bigger issue, let's deal with them in the hearing, because from what you have raised, there are problems in the United Nations, but there are also problems in the department, but separate from the effects of any other department. Well, can you take the last one? Women, children, and people with disabilities.
Then what board is it? Sure. Is it that recommendation there?
Yeah.
I do not support it 100%. Check out. I think we see a lot when I
think
some sort of corrective action in that regard, and now there's a new problem. And I don't think it's as fair for us to be stuck for the women's development in this regard. They're already getting a very feeling budget to cut it further. For me, this is bullying, if I may say so. This is on a social level, it's bullying. And I think, so on the social level, I think it really undermines the women's development in the country. But also, all the others from the national level, we satisfied ourselves with no, 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 try. All of a sudden, it comes to women, no, am I, but I see this as an unnecessary punishment, especially the wrong people. They have, the department has been restructured, people with disabilities and children can move to social development, and women are now in the presidency. So I really think that, and as I referred to the two treasuries last time, I think this was an inconceived recommendation, and I don't think we can extend it to any South African, whether politically, socially, or otherwise, that we can allow this. I feel very strongly about this, but if you thought I was strong on the president, my emotions here, it's a matter of principle, the chair, and emotions, of course, but I think on the principle level, let us give women in the present moving for the benefit of the doubt that they are going to be able not to repeat these mistakes, which were really said around the individual, they're not institutional problems. So I really share the faith that we do not, their recommendation better.
No, I must say, I thought identified as the enemy of the people. But here, it has been re-emphasized. You see, Chair, after recommendation, it's not like that after we spoke so much. I don't know if it's your speech. It has got so many signatories. The only report I've seen so many people signing. And I don't know why they all signed so many times in this particular report. And I saw them quoting for the first time the PFMA extensively to prove their case as national treasure. Now I don't know what motive is that should be. We're very good at saying we understand and we do think and we've been able to stand up as members of parliament and motivate our case why we think it should go to the national treasury fund. But none of that analogy national treasure has taken note of it and recording the PFMA and end up with a lot of future. I don't know what is the relevance of those features, but technically, a motivator, but they're all there to put signatures. And it doesn't change our view. We are prepared to stand here on a public platform and really defend what we think should be done to assist women and to advance their cause.
I think this report that we are reading in front of us should have this, remember the recommendation from the report of women, children, and blah, blah, blah. Point number 6, the last page, it says that as a national treasure, we do not condemn blah, blah. We strongly believe that the overspending could have been avoided. Some of the expenditure could have been deferred for... I think what you have written, it should be paid by the National Revenue Fund. What's written in there, because, I mean, we all know the background of all this thing, because it happened in front of our eyes. But for the sake of progress, we can't keep on looking back and saying, you know, with the little budget that you have, you've got to pay for somebody else's mistakes or sins. So I would recommend that let it be paid by the revenue fund, but in future, as what President has said in the report, this should not happen again. A department has to find a way of making sure that the mistakes are not repeated.
The National Treasure as official, it is their obligation to hide report purely from the legal point of view. Now, it is for us now, as MP, to decide in any other direction. That's why I expect that hide our recommendation based on what National Treasury has advised. And then it will be up to us to either agree or take a different course. I'm happy that the comrades are very consistent, because I was not lost to the fact that during the hearing there was very strong view that let us change the recommendation. But because it was a hearing, I had it went out. But here, we're taking a decision. So I'm hearing what you're recommending. And looking at the amount, I think that maybe the health spend a little backward, accommodate the department. Not because National Treasury is wrong legally, from a legal point of view. No, but because we think we're taking now everything into account. I don't think of the problem that
but you see, there are other politicians. There is the National Minister of Finance and the Deputy. If they are officials of politics, you can let them go to them and talk to them for the matter of the virus. So that when it comes back, it doesn't come as if there is a disagreement or unless I say to me, this department is under officials. Those politicians don't know what they're doing. And when you meet them in corridors, they complain. You see, there is their own issue. So they can't be discharged. You can't present them if their own heads don't know what they're doing. So you raise this issue to them that how do you come to such conclusion? At one time, I postponed the hearing because the minister felt that he was not a present issue. He must be consistent. He must be consistent. He must apply his mind all the time that the police is taking the time. You can't have the department stand the official.
No, that's fine. I think the point I was making, trying to look at the letter that we are trying to so you can see all the people that are official. So in their capacity as officials, they can't take political decisions. That does not respect to their political principles. Well, they are perfect, but what is coming from us? If there was a minister's signature here, he would say, okay, he also politically approved it, but we as a committee, this is what we need. So I think
the technicality, because if officials are making a decision, and I mean, for me these things are consistent with all the systems, and they all have reasons, and it's a network of whoever is supposed to be the people to arrive at the conclusion. Now, if we start into it, my officials, you will have a problem moving forward. The interpretation of the law is finding itself. You can't be saying that, you know, we are bending backwards. I would clearly say that we don't use that particular view of bending backwards. We are applying the law, just as arriving at a different conclusion with what the official state. I think
like in the notes there, all these things are in the especially in the structure. In this type of bishop, that's the bishop where they change the way. And the principle is that the children in the faith is that they will care about the so, from when you apply the law, you could not count any other conclusion, especially of bishop. You ask, you can start taking everything into account about your faith. And this is what you will ask. So, I think we have done. Well, we are done with the report on unauthorized expenditure. What needs to be done, as we have agreed, number one, is that I think on two or three reports we need to do a proper summary in terms of either adding flesh or condensing some of the information that still makes sense. And two, we need to check with Home Affairs and National Treasury around the arrangement on how these transactions happen so that we don't have a terrible amount of expenditure in the context of what they have explained to us. And once that has happened, we'll then take this through the normal process of Parliament, ATC, and hopefully we'll get a date soon in Parliament for this to be passed. And as was done in the past, which we still want to maintain, is that when our report comes, we must have the debate in the House. We've always pushed that if we could, the members of the committee, and I'm sure we'll still want to stress to members that we need to use the opportunity to highlight the work that we've done, rather than go there and then, because then it obscures the issue. And yet, we want the public to have a much, much better understanding of the way that we do. So, but we'll work on those things in terms of programming, avoid what was happening in the past where we just be programmed on the last day of the sitting of the house and everybody's mind is ready. So that what that means, therefore, is that maybe may not have a meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
Because we are still today and tomorrow for this. So from an administrative point of view, we do not have the level of debate and argument. Yeah, no, like this, no, we're fine. We're fine. Yes.
In terms of the report that has to be programmed, there's a committee called the National Assembly Programming Committee, and there are different national heads there, and one of them is the committee. If they get this report immediately, for instance, after the 80s, then we need to make sure that that process is done. I'm just the CEO of Benedict to make sure that we have adequate time to go and debate the legislation. Huh? Well, because it's part of that, yes. We must make sure that this gets to them as soon as possible. And I don't think we'll have the things that we had in the city. But Chairperson, can I also suggest something since I'm with the platform? I'm part of the Association of Public Accounts Committee. And as you know, according to the Constitution of APEC, we need to have what we call Council of Delegates. And I think other jurisdictions have already submitted names for who should be part of the COD from different jurisdictions. And I think it's Parliament and two other legislatures that have not sent me yet. So I was suggesting that we do that now. Can I also make my suggestion? We need to have three names, and one of them, we should have a chairperson of public accounts. It's as part of the constitution. And my suggestion would be, you know, I forgot the name. You know, this thing of calling each other chairperson. Okay, Comrade Gordy. That's my suggestion. Comrade Gordy, Semwa, and Ukekan. Part of the COD, and then a letter should be written to APEC if Congress agree with me on the suggestion of who should be in the COD. Thanks, Chair.
Right. Semwa? We're going into the Council of the League. So, this one, the quarter. One should be from the majority party. So Kegan is right, and then Mr. Kaman. So,
Thank you.